Okay, we're starting Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I'm using this Sefer, which splits Kitzur Shulchan Aruch into days. Although, obviously, I don't know, Friday Shabbos we're not going to cover. But maybe we will do the Sefer in a year, which is what this Sefer did. This is just a regular printing of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Art Scroll is in the middle of translating Kitzur Shulchan Aruch with very nice footnotes. And
is that one of
the
Artist Projects?
What? Yeah, I'm involved in this. And they just put out the third volume of this, which was the entire Hilchos Shabbos. So they're pretty far ahead. They went up to 97, Siman 97. So we're up to Siman Lamed Hey, and according to this, we're supposed to today do the entire Siman Lamed Hey. So we'll see what happens. Lamed Hey is Hilchos Challah. Isa mechameshes minei dogon, a dough made out of the fire. We know chita sora kusmen shibor l'shul and shupa and shibon chayevus b'chala. Right. Kodem shemafrishin hachala mevorchin baruch to Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam asher kedishonu b'mitzvosav v'tzivonu lahafrish chala. Some say min ha'isa. There's no right way. Whatever your wife was taught in seminary or wherever she went to school, that's what she should say. But it is important to know that when you take it off after the bread's baked, which happens sometimes, then you do not say min ha'isa. You just say la'hafrish challah. My wife to this day doesn't know what to do. V'notlim kezayis min ha'isa. Now, the mitzvah, it's like truma. Challah and truma is basically the same concept. And really, if you know by truma, chita achas mediaraisas, poteris is kol hakri. So challah also you can get away with taking off the smallest amount. There's a noida bihuda that says that the taking off could be a minute amount, but the mitzvah of giving it to the kohen has to be a more chashiva amount. It's not nogea, we're not giving anything to Kohanim. It's Tomei, and we assume it's Tomei. And therefore, but so really, we can go back to the minute amount, but the minig is to take off a kezayis, that's what the kitzur says. V'notlin kezayis min ha'isa. There are people that say harezu chala. They don't just take it off after the bracha, but they actually say harezu challah. My wife started doing that a few months ago. She never did it. Nobody ever took what? No. You make the bracha, you take it off, and you say harezu challah after you mafresh it. After you separate it from the dough, you say harezu challah. Some do it. I would say some don't. It's brought down in the Chachmas Adam, Kiveger, etc. The sorfen also ba'esh. You can't eat challah. First of all, a non kohen is not allowed to eat it, and a kohen is not allowed to eat it because it's tamei. No choice but to burn it. Now you have to remember, it's a devar aser, so it should not be put in the oven. Very bad thing to do. You're putting something treif in your oven, and you're turning on the oven. So some people, it's treif because it's tamei challah. It's like a piece of chazer. It's treif. It's also to eat, and it will aser other things. So you don't want to put it in your oven, because you're putting something treif in your oven, and you're turning on the oven. You don't want to do that. So some people put it in aluminum foil in the oven, and the cheshbon is that it'll burn, but it won't emit reicha. It won't touch anything. I never did that. I always put it on top of the grate, the challah itself, and burnt it. And the grate's always self-kashered because the flame. I always did it straight on the grate. I'm just telling you what I always did. Then my wife said, "You know, that's not such a good idea." She said this after 20 years. Because sometimes it starts falling off, and I'll put it back with a fork. And guess what? I just trafed up the fork. So now we put it in aluminum foil, but I'm still on top of the grate. Yeah, not in the oven. Okay. What? You don't want to put something treif in any. You don't want to put something treif in a broiler in an oven. So they wrap in an aluminum foil. Okay, let's go. The minig was sore for betanur sheyofu shamas halachim. That became the minig, but you should make sure it's wrapped, and you know, in aluminum foil. There is a remark, you know, that's a pella that he just says to do it, and then the remark's a pella. So they say different terutzim. Halacha lemaisa, wrap it in aluminum foil before you do that.
Double
answer? I don't know what to say. You have to. The wives know better. What you want to do is you want to prevent recha. You want to prevent contact with anything. So for that, you don't have to double wrap it. You just have to make sure it's totally unwrapped. But you want to prevent any, you know, fumes, any recha. So I don't know what to answer you. You double wrap it to be sure. Till it burns, till it becomes inedible, till it becomes. I don't know. That's why we never use aluminum foil. Till now, my wife said, you know, so I said, get a stick. Just don't use a fork, or use a fork and designate that fork. That'll be our tray for fork. But I don't know. Maybe on top, it doesn't take so long. You really want to render it inedible. How much of a mitzvah is it to burn? It's another deal with Fayatzmo, but certainly the Chatchila, you want to burn it, not just bury it or get rid of it. Right? Which is another way to treat something that's usur. But there is a mitzvah to burn the pashtus, tummy dikka. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to burn it. Okay. Kamashir Isa Sheyeschayev Bechala, which was the question of the day. Compliments of Arya Sonnenberg. Okay. So, the first thing to know is that it's a volume measure, not a weight measure. And it's 43 and a fifth beitzim. Kol shenasa mechameshes ravuam kemach. Five, that's a measure. A revia is a measure. And five of those measures. Vehem kimo mem gimu beitzim v'chomesh beitzah. There's actually a gematria, 43, chala is 43, and hachala at a fifth, 43 and a fifth eggs. Okay, it's not all megeos. The poskim recommend against measuring with cups of flour, because, you know, how tightly do you pack it? So even that's the right way to do it would be with cups of flour. To make a figure of these 43 and a fifth eggs, how many cups of flour is it? Because then you're talking about value, and it's really a value measure. The poskim discouraged that very much. They made measurements. If you look, the svarim bring down. You can pack anywhere from a lot of flour and a little flour, and you know, a person at home is not going to know what to do. So although they give a shear, they say 8 cups of flour without a bracha and 14 cups with, but they say don't use that. So the lemaisa give a shear of weight. But remember, I think it's important to remember that it's not a weight measure. They just made a cheshbon. So you'll have, let's say, whole wheat flour, some whole wheat flour. It's not that much of a difference. I think that's why the poskim don't bother. But there are charts that'll tell you how much weight of regular flour and how much weight of whole wheat flour, because it's really, we want the volume, we don't want the weight. So the shiurim that's given is, and I wrote it, yeah, without a bracha is 1.2 kilogram, is without a bracha. That's a little. As little as 1.2 kilo without a bracha. With a bracha, I think the general custom is to be makbid 2.25 kilo to make a bracha. That's the Chazon Ish. According to the Rav Chaim Noah, it would be less, but this is what they teach, and this is what's known. With a bracha is 2.25 kilo, and without a bracha is 1.2 kilo. Then the Barclay, the Sefer from Barclay, guy Barclay, so he says the whole wheat flour There's two kinds of whole wheat flour, and they will have different measurements. Because in some kinds of whole wheat flour, it's with the bran. There's another kind of whole wheat flour that they take out the bran and then they put it back. My wife tells me that's becoming more common, that kind of whole wheat flour. And then you don't count the bran. If you take it out and put it back, you don't count it. So it gives slightly different measurements. I think it's enough to remember these measurements. Just realize that there might be slight differences based on the kind of flour it is, because we're dealing with volume, and we're talking about weight. Okay, that's Siv Beis. Siv Gimel, Hamatzo She'ofen LePesach, Avo Bisha B'chol Isa B'fayatva, in every batch, L'ho Yashir Chala, there's a din in Hilchas Chala. No, it's a minig, it's not mamash a din, but there's a minig slash din not to work with an Isa that's a shir chala on Pesach, because it's hard to work with and make sure it's always moving to prevent any chashash chibutz. So the din is you're always going to work with a dough that's less than a shir chala. So avol bisha b'chol isa b'fayatzma l'hoya shir chala because of this minog slash din. But b'komokom kimish shemenichan also l'toch kli yachad, they then put the baked matzah into a kli. A kli with sides, with a toch, a kli kibul. They usually put it in these big wooden things, which has sides. Hakli mitzarfon. So there's a din by challah that even if you bake less than a shear, but if you then put together the baked goods, into a kli, and some poskim are very concerned about the shelves in your freezer, and or Purim. You get all sorts of things and they come together, that you might be reawakening the shir challah when you put it in a kli. Okay, these are shilas that come up, but the kitzur is talking about the matzah that you then put into a kli. So a kli mitzarfon v'chayov v'challah, and taka, it awakens the shir challah, even if it first gets awakened after it's baked. Okay, now when you do, so many times, it will occur that you take challah from baked items after it's baked, either because you forgot to take challah, or because of these circumstances where the dough is really less than a shear, but you put the challah in a kli, or you put the baked goods in a kli, and then they made up a shear as they were in that kli. So now you have to take from the challah. From the baked goods, you have to take challah. How you do that and what you have to watch out for, we'll learn tomorrow. I want to finish on time. Okay, bye-bye. Can't help with challah. These are important things.
Can I bring challah on gas?
What?
Can I bring challah on gas?
What do you mean on gas?
I turn on the gas.
On top, put it on the grate. Yeah. That's how I used to do it.
None of the meat in the oven.
Yeah, I used to do it on top. I still do it on top.
Is it good?
Yeah, why not? That's great. You burn it. I always did it on top. I did it on top without aluminum foil. Now we do it with aluminum foil. I have to go. I'm running. Well, you want to talk to me about it? You either email me or call me up. Wait, so...